Good afternoon, everybody. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. I want to thank everybody for giving me this opportunity to bring the Word of God to you and just what I've been studying personally. I've really enjoyed the book of Philippians and just what I've studied, and this is kind of something that I've not been able to get past. I've just been caught up in it. It's a great thought. So I'm glad to be here from Winston-Salem. I brought two of my classmates with me. So afterwards, make them feel welcome. Say hello. All right. So Philippians 1, we're going to be looking primarily at verses 12 to 14. But just to get an idea of the context, just to get a feel for what's going on with Paul and why he's writing this letter, we're going to start in verse 1. So Philippians 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with the knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Before I go into 12 to 14, let's just get an idea of what's going on. So Paul's writing this letter to the church of Philippi. He is, he wants to be with them. He's imprisoned right now. And he yearns and he wants to be with them. But as a way of just encouragement and to kind of just lead this church on for the day of Christ, he tells them to continue in love, and that he sends joy and peace, and he encourages them with the word that he who has started a good work in you will fulfill it. And so we get that understanding. So with that in mind, we understand why Paul's writing this letter. So let's go down to verse 12. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, on to 13, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord, that my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. So right now I want to focus on verse 12. It says, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. Right there we see an attitude of Paul, an attitude that, which to me would seem contrary. I've never been in prison, thankfully, praise God. I've never been to prison, and I don't know how I would react in that kind of situation. But I could probably guarantee you that it wouldn't be like Paul. I wouldn't be, you know, like, praise God, I'm in this prison, you know. So I started thinking. I was like, how can, you know, me who's never been to prison, how can I relate in this kind of idea? And I started thinking of we just celebrated July 4th, and all that comes with that, our independence and our freedom of speech for the people, by the people, and how great of a nation this is, and it's unlike any other nation. And the flip side of that, it's still sinful. It's you listen to the news for a fraction of a second, and you see it with the terrorist attacks, and I think of the shooting in Orlando, and when I heard about this, I was in my car on the highway, and I had the radio on, and I heard that, and it shattered me. I couldn't believe the hatred and just that I'm surrounded with, and right then and there I couldn't listen to it anymore. I turned it off, and I just prayed to God. I said, Lord, I don't want to be surrounded by this. Lord, take me home. I don't want to be, enveloped in all of this hatred. And so that question, Lord, why do you still have me here? That question that Paul could have very asked, Lord, why do you have me here? And it's for the purpose of the gospel, as it says, has really served to advance the gospel. And we see that in Paul. We see that this is really his mindset. This is, he's in prison, but his eyes are on the gospel. That's his thinking is going towards the gospel. And that's something that we can take and apply to ourselves. So if you're taking notes, which I strongly advise you do, either on your phone or by hand, you can do this, right? Verse 12, Paul's mindset equals gospel. Paul's mindset equals the gospel. Very simple. Just like that. All right, and then once you get that, you can follow along with me. We're going to 13, verse 13. So just for continuity, I'm going to read 12. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. There we see his mindset. So that what has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest, that my imprisonment is for Christ. All right, you still got your pen in your hand? Take it, underline, my imprisonment is for Christ. My imprisonment is for Christ. And we're gonna look at that in just a second. So with that, we see, known throughout the rest of the guard, my imprisonment is for Christ. So we saw that Paul's mindset is on the gospel. And a lot of times we get distracted, I would say, with the amount of lost in the world. We see these statistics. We hear messages on statistics of the loss. And though we should hear that, and it should be said, I feel like we take that to the extreme. And we see this with Paul, that it's not just his mindset is on the gospel. He has something to back that up. He has something to take that and back that up. And that is for Christ. For Christ. I believe strongly that God gives us passions. God gives us individual passions and how to reach the lost. I have a passion for children's ministry. I work with Mr. Isaac here. We do mountain movers, and that's my passion. But if I'm just so focused on just, oh, okay, I want to reach these children. I want to share the gospel with them. Then I could lose motivation when souls don't come to Christ. When times get tough, when things don't go the way that I think that they should, I could lose motivation. And with Christ, that's where we see Paul finds his motivation. So my imprisonment is for Christ. Other people there are realizing that, yes, his eyes are on, his thinking, his mindset is on the gospel, but he backs that up with Christ. That's what drives him. And that is crucial. That is very important. And that's something that we can definitely see. All right, let's move on to verse 14. But again, I'm going to start at 12 just so we get the flow. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. And so we see that people are hearing of Paul's imprisonment. People he says his brothers, so other Christians are hearing of Paul's imprisonment and seeing that though Paul's in prison, the word is still going out, and they've got confidence in that, and they're being uplifted, and they're really being pointed to Christ, and they're becoming bold. They're becoming bold. This is very important because there are a lot of messages pointed at boldness and to speak bold and to go and proclaim your faith and this, that, and the other. And if we follow these steps of Paul's mindset being on the gospel. And then I think I need you guys to write something down actually. So verse 13, I missed this. Verse 13, right? Paul's motivation equals Christ. So we have Paul's mindset is the gospel. Paul's motivation is Christ. And now we see not another step to this. Not another Paul's this, Paul's that. We see a byproduct. And this byproduct is that people are hearing this. People are taking this, and people are becoming bold with this. They're encouraged. And we so often jump to that byproduct. We so often say, oh, we need to be bold. You know, and we go to others and we say, be bold. And that's missing some of the steps. If we want others to follow in our walk, and we want others to follow in this mindset and this motivation, we need to first be examples. So with this, in 14 we see, so verse 14, others move equals byproduct. Others move is byproduct. So you got the 3 M's alliteration. Some people don't like that, but I did it anyways. So, and others will move. And this is just something that I've been encouraged with, something that has really struck a chord with me, that just Paul's actions, Paul's kind of his way of thinking and his motivation can really be a example for us. We have the gospel, and the gospel is uplifting for Christians, but it is also and more generally directed for the lost. We have the gospel, and it should be given, but that can't be our only thing. We cannot just go out gung-ho the gospel. We'll get burnt out, and we see it so often, people leave the ministry because of it. If our motivation is Christ, that'll push the gospel forward, as we see with Paul. And even in tough times, such as when Paul was in prison, we see that even in these hardships, even in these struggles, he is still proclaiming the gospel because he has that motivation of Christ. And it is impacting others, and it can impact others even today if we keep this mindset and we keep this motivation, it will cause others to move. So thank you very much. I'm going to close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for your word and what it means to all of us in here, and Lord, we wouldn't be anywhere without your word, Lord, and we would be lost, and we would not have any hope. We would be stranded, Lord, and we'd be going towards hell. And Lord, I thank you so much that we have your word, and we have something that is unlike anything else. We have the truth, and today, the truth is so confused, and my truth might not be your truth, but we know that your truth is correct, Lord. And Lord, I want you to bring these thoughts to our minds, not even just today, but even later. This is more than a 15-minute lesson, Lord. This is something that takes time to apply. It takes a lot of effort, Lord. Lord, it's hard to always keep our mindset on the gospel and always to have the motivation from you, Lord. We get confused, Lord, and Lord, just help us to take this lesson from Paul and what he's shown us by his actions, Lord, and help us to carry it out in our day to day, because you are our motivation and you are what drives us, Lord. Thank you for this time now, to where we're allowed to bring your word out and to share it, Lord. And it's in your name I pray. Amen.